The amount of new HIV/AIDS infections in the United States has mostly stayed stagnant, but the infection rate among adolescents has seen an alarming uptick.
We know that almost a quarter of all new infections for HIV are young people between the ages of 13 to 24.
That's Jasmine's executive director, Cindy Watson. She says ahead of World AIDS Day, her organization has launched a new campaign.
Employ all of the resources that we can garner and use every strategy available under the National HIV and AIDS Strategy to fight this epidemic. And we believe that young people in Jacksonville can be a part of the very first generation that is an AIDS-free generation.
According to the State Health Department, there was a 59% increase in new HIV cases in Duval County over the same period in 2014. And Watson says that's partially due to the county's lack of services. Jasmine wants to raise an additional $1 million in the next 3 years to hire more caseworkers, buy new equipment, and accept more HIV/AIDS patients into its program. The Dolores Barr-Weaver Fund has pledged to match any donations to Jasmine's new campaign up to $500,000. And Watson says that's a great start. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.